Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I've got hot news for you today, man. I mean, I'm teeing you up today.
I understand that you are on the inside. You've got the Sewage and Water Board Task Force report, the group of folks that Governor Jeff Landry put together. What does it reveal?
Yeah, it was released 8 minutes ago. So I'm getting it just about the same time you are, but I took a quick skim, and it looks like it's got three priority recommendations. The first is one that I actually advocated as my number one priority, and that is simply that the Sewer and Water Board would assume DPW's drainage duties. And what that means is that currently we're the only place in the universe where two different entities manage different parts of the drainage system. The DPW manages the catch basins and the pipes up to 3 feet, and Sewer and Water Board manages bigger than 3 feet pumping out to the lake. The recommendation is that this would all go under the Sewer and Water Board, so they would have singular control, and that funding that currently goes to DPW for clearing catch basins goes to Sewer and Water Board, so they can take care of that. So that's common sense, you know, with a capital smack in my head. The second one is the appointment of an independent arbitration panel to hear billing disputes, which is also critical. The Sewer and Water Board is putting these smart meters in. They're making steady progress, but they're not going to all be up and running until 2026. So the task force is recommending that until that time, that there is an independent arbitration panel that is composed of retired judges who can handle the volume of contested accounts and outstanding bills. Now, I know that if I was a retired jurist, this is what I'd want to be spending my time doing as opposed to playing golf on the course over here in Metairie. So outstanding opportunity for the non-golfing jurists to serve their community. And then I know that they're going to be happy to read that recommendation. And then the last one is one that kind of gets less play, but I think it's also critical, Newell, is reforming civil service. And there are two specific recommendations here. One is that the city council unclassify 50 managerial-level positions, and this would give the Sewer and Water Board director more leeway in terms of who he hires and fires from a leadership standpoint. And then the second one, with the legislature, would move 50 additional positions out of city civil service into state civil service, which tends to be a little bit more flexible and amenable. So those are the top three priority recommendations, and I don't think they're going to create much of a stir. But then the reform, it's called a reform option, which comes after that, is where it gets really interesting. This is a suggestion for something that would potentially be like a recovery district, almost what we did for the public schools in New Orleans, that for 2 years would basically take over management with a legislatively created 11-member executive board to oversee operations for 2 years. If that's not the direction they want to go, an alternate that is proposed is to rebrand Sewer and Water Board to the New Orleans Sewerage, Water, and Drainage Board, because currently drainage is not in the name, and then have another type of legislatively appointed board. I got to read more to understand the difference. To me, it seems kind of like a distinction without a difference right now, but either way, it would essentially represent a something analogous to what happened to the public schools for a couple of years.
I would have to imagine that recommendation would include a differential relative to appointing authorities, right? What authority would be appointing folks to that board? Because isn't that a bone of contention at the present time?
Yeah, so under this one, it would be the legislature that would be appointing. Right now, if you look at the current board, the mayor appoints 9 out of the 11 positions, I believe.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, some recommendations that are fairly obvious, and I, like you, the DPW transition needs to get done. I mean, that just makes sense. I don't know how you have two different governing authorities operating in the same space like that, where they one relies on the other and has no oversight. But I really like the one about reforming civil service, because when you're out there hustling, trying to hire folks that have a particular expertise in a silo that is very, very shallow, you would, I'm sure, agree. You can't be burdened with all of these BS rules of civil service. I mean, I just, it slows the process down. They move at a snail's pace. It's just hard.
Yeah, when you're in a competitive marketplace for labor, this prevents you from moving at the speed of your competition. It prevents you from paying people what they need to be paid to attract them. It prevents you, probably most crucially, from rewarding those people that deserve to be rewarded, and the opposite. And so it just doesn't make sense to hamstring leadership for an organization that's essential in Sewer Water Board when it comes to the personnel. So I'm really glad this is one of the three, because I think it's been, to some degree, one of the hidden factors in the performance of Sewer and Water Board.
Yeah, and, you know, there was a OIG report that was just issued, too, and I was actually encouraged by some of the observations made by the OIG relative to employees and whether they were actually manipulating the system to not have to pay their water bills. And basically what they found was is that the Sewage and Water Board seemed to be on top of it and had made recommendations and internal changes to that. They recognized who the employees were. They took the remedial action necessary. And as I was reading through it, I was like, well, this seems to be a change, and this is moving in a good direction.
Yeah, I think it's important to recognize that whatever, or that the very real existing challenges with Sewer and Water Board, with the infrastructure, with the billing, it still is an organization that culturally is significantly improved and is changing from what it was. And I give a lot of that credit to Big Hassan and his team that he has around him, because fundamentally they're trying to do the right thing. They're competent and they're honest. They're just trying to, you know, undo or fix decades of deferred maintenance and decades of not having the right culture and the right flexibility to fix that culture. So I hope that this report gets received as something that's meant to support and accelerate that change and not as being punitive.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, and I know that there was a mandate because of the COVID, but we got to put an end to this. These workaround and these payment plans, where you're getting 3 and 4 bites at the apple, nobody else does that. And if you are reliant upon that revenue to make this system work, people have to pay, or you have to cut the service. I mean, you can't continue to provide the service and people in the arrears for 4 years. It's never going to work. You're never going to come out from under this thing. They're talking about having a drainage fee or whatever, but if the approach is going to be the same, it's going to be meaningless. And I don't mean to be insensitive, but, I mean, this is how the world works, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, having the right level of flexibility to help constituents deal with extenuating circumstances makes sense, but there has to be a limit, because at the end of the day, it just ends up causing massive balance sheet and cash flow problems for the Sewer and Water Board, and that leads to worse problems down the road, because what's happening right now is that the Sewer and Water Board barely has enough cash flow to pay for existing operations. There's nothing to do the capital improvements. And that just leads to deteriorating performance and higher costs over time. So, no, you're right. It's about putting in a discipline. And part of the discipline challenge, I think, Newell, you know, comes from the fact that because you've got such a fragmented governance structure right now, where you have the mayor running the board, you have the council in charge of fees, then you have civil service, then you have the legislature, it makes it very hard to kind of tie accountability to performance, because everybody is responsible for a different thing. And, you know, frankly, if you're, for example, a city council member, it's very hard to raise rates when you've got angry constituents because their billing isn't right. So rationalizing that governance structure, I think, is part of the solution.
For sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.